This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States on Friday increased pressure on Myanmar's junta in response to its February military coup, adding four companies it says supports the military, its trade blacklist, and imposing sanctions on key military officials. The U.S. Treasury Department says it imposed sanctions on seven key members of the military, which it accused of using lethal force against protesters, as it warns the United States will continue to impose costs on Myanmar's military. Among those targeted are members of the State Administrative Council, the Minister for Information, and other officials accused of repressing opponents of military rule. The Treasury also designated 15 members of previously designated Myanmar military officials, 15 family members. The new entities affected by trade restrictions involve copper mining and satellite services, according to a U.S. government posting. U.S. exports to companies placed on the Commerce Department's trade blacklist are restricted. The moves follow earlier measures by the United States, which, along with other Western nations, had led condemnation of the military since it took power, alleging fraud in an election won by Aung San Suu Kyi's party in November, allegations that have widely been denied. U.S. President Joe Biden hailed Friday's strong monthly jobs report, saying it was a sign his economic and pandemic fighting strategies were working. The Labor Department reported Friday the United States added 850,000 more jobs in June, ahead of analyst expectations, and a sign the economic recovery may be accelerating. More than 22 million jobs evaporated when schools and businesses were shut down in March 2020 to try to stem the spread of the coronavirus. The United States is now about 6.7 million jobs below pre-pandemic levels. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.